KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have drizzle or light rain and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch over the past 24 hours, ending at 7 a.m. And a forecast calls for light rain to become mixed with and change to snow today. We'll have a high early around 41 degrees. And again, currently we're at 38, and that'll probably actually be our daytime high for today as temperatures start to decline. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Well, the traffic should be returning to normal here eventually on Interstate 80 in Cass County, westbound on I-80, because there was a semi-tractor trailer fire earlier this morning, just before 6 a.m. A semi-tractor trailer was heading westbound about a mile east of the Marnie exit when the truck caught fire, and it was hauling lime. Well, firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie were called to the scene, and the truck driver managed to get the tractor separated from the burning trailer, and one of the tires was actually spotted in one of the traveling lanes of Interstate 80 on fire. But again, most of the firefighting units have returned to their base as of 7 a.m., and the incident remains under investigation. No other word this morning on what might have sparked that fire. News time is 7:08.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
Well, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved a proposed $10.1 million fiscal year 2013 budget. Mayor Dave Jones said the council has spent many hours over the past couple of days, and actually over the past few weeks, preparing the budget, which will be open for a public hearing on March the 7th, 2012. City Administrator Doug Harris said there were some last-minute changes to the budget on Wednesday because the Atlantic School District has agreed to pay a part of the cost to refurbish the tennis courts at Sunnyside Park, which are in bad shape and need to be resurfaced, especially before district tennis action can be held. Herring had said earlier, that's the Atlantic's Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring, had said earlier that grants would be available to pay for a portion of the city's cost to repair the tennis courts, and Doug Harris explained what the school district would pay.
Roger Herring, as I mentioned yesterday, he's working with the school to pay half of the non-funded part of the tennis court. And the school's agreed to pay their half, which is estimated to be $88,000, but they'll pay $44,000 in 2013 and $44,000 in FY14. So we're going to have to upfront half their half, or $44,000. So I worked with him. We've modified some of his project, pushed them back a bit. We're also dipping into his fund balance. We like to carry some fund balance in the loss, recreation, improvement in case there's a storm and you lose a bunch of trees in the park or something. There's a lot of cleanup or whatever. So what we're going to do is draw that down, push off some projects. That'll all get reimbursed, but not until FY14.
The proposed fiscal year 2013 budget adopted by the council Wednesday also includes $13,055 for change orders on the city's new wastewater treatment plant. The budget can be lowered following a public hearing, but it cannot be increased. The $10.1 million budget includes $725,000 for the new wastewater treatment plant and $190,000 for the stormwater improvement system. City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee, or CPC, will discuss and take input from the public on a proposed speed limit reduction for 22nd Street. The ordinance calls for the speed limit on West 22nd from Highway 71 to Olive Street and on East 22nd from Chestnut to Highway 6 to be reduced from 45 to 35 miles per hour. Following public input on the matter, the CPC will forward its recommendations to the City Council for a vote during their next regular meeting. The committee will also discuss deer hunting within the Atlantic City limits in an effort to cull the herd. The meeting takes place at 4 p.m. Friday at the City Council Chambers at City Hall in Atlantic. The Oneida Volunteer Fire Department is one of five departments from across Iowa awarded a total of $941,355 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. The Oneida Fire Department's share of $213,750 will be used for a vehicle acquisition. Other departments will use their funds for vehicle acquisition, safety, and operations. The grants were announced Wednesday by Iowa Senator Tom Harkin, who is a senior member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which funds the Department of Homeland Security. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
And in our funeral announcements, Carol Vonamy, age 88, of Arcadia and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Carolyn Vonamy will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Fredrickson, age 93, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Faye Fredrickson will be this morning at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Arlene Lysted, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Arlene Lysted will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Grace Gall, age 70, of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Grace Gall will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joanne Johnson, age 78, of Weston, Missouri, and formerly of Oneida, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joanne Johnson will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Oneida. Janice Otto, age 84, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Janice Otto will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence Summers, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Clarence Summers will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. John Hatfield, age 50, of Oneida, died February 10th. Memorial services for John Hatfield will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Oneida American Legion Hall. Hockenberry Family Care in Oneida has the arrangements. Lorraine Ely, age 86, of Lyman, died Sunday. Graveside services for Lorraine Ely will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida has arrangements. Frank Silk, age 93, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Frank Silk will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Linda Sue Crawford, age 64, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Linda Sue Crawford will be held on Monday at 9 a.m. at the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery in Dallas, Texas. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is assisting the family with the arrangements. And Alan Hines, age 77, of Elliott, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Alan Hines are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.